Okay, Parshas Vayishlach. Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid, I'm sorry, Perikam and Beis Pasuk Ches. I think somebody mentioned this during the Siyam before. Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid Vayetzeloi. Yaakov was afraid. Vayetzeloi, it distressed him. He was Vayachat Asa'om HaShe'itoi. He divided in half the people that were with him. Vesatsoin, Vesaboka, Vagmalin. The sheep, the cattle, and the camels. Vashnei Machanois into two camps. What's the double lashon? Vayira Yaakov Vayetzer. What was he afraid of, and what was Vayetzer, and what bothered him, what was troubling him? So Rashi brings down Vayira Vayetzer, Vayira Shema Yehareg. He was afraid that he would be killed. Esav might kill him. Vayetzer lo im Yaharoi hu asachem. He was distressed that he chas v'shalom shouldn't kill anybody else. Habala hargacha. If someone comes to kill you, you have to defend yourself. But still, it bothered Yaakov, and he didn't want to come to that to have to kill somebody else. The Das Kedem Bali Toisvis says a fascinating shot. What was Yaakov afraid of? Yorehoi was afraid Shiyoyel Esav Zchus Shekibed Aveim. Esav had the Zchus of Kibed Aveim. We know that Esav went out of his way to Mechabed Yitzchok. He had a Zchus of Kibed Aveim. The Gemara goes so far as to say that even Rav Gamliel didn't come to the level of Esav in the mitzvah of Kibed Aveim. So Yaakov was afraid that the schus of Kibud Aveim would protect Esav. And the Huloi Kayim Kvar Avru Es Mishana. Yaakov, on the other hand, for the past 20 years, where was he?
He
wasn't home. It was more than 20 years. Shem Be'evir was 14 years, but he wasn't punished. Those years he won't be punished for, because he went to learn.
Anyone who has to go to Kolel has to be concerned that he's going to be punished.
No.
But in comparison to Esav.
No.
For learning, he wasn't punished.
For learning, you know,
he wasn't punished. But after learning, he was 20 years in Lavan's house. So for the 20 years he was in Lavan's house, he didn't have the schus of Kibud Aveim. So Yaakov was afraid. Esav is Mekayim Kibud Aveim. And Yaakov, for the past 20 years, didn't have the schus of Kibud Aveim.
Today's parents come to like
him. He was afraid. The mitzvah of Kibud Aveim. Okay. Today, long distance, we have communication. But in those days, it was quite difficult. And Yaakov was Mekayim Kibud Aveim for 20 years. Vayira. He was afraid. Or says the Das HaKadim.
V'tayig mitzvah
shamati, you know?
Taxes because...
By being there, it's Mekayim Kibud Aveim.
No, it says it there. Person wanted to do a regular class. Teach more color regular.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you should do everything that you love everybody else, and you will be kind.
Right.
So what if Shach was, normally you can do all the mitzvahs, Tayyad.
Right.
You have to come back and Gagula. He says, no, I don't want to go Gagula, one regular class. Regular class, then you have to show half the
rechamah. That's the only way to do it.
Yaakov said, I love you, I don't hate you.
Uh-huh. I'll keep it out of it. Okay.
No, but he wasn't married. He wasn't married.
But still, Esav was doing it actively every day. Yaakov did it by staying away. Okay. Inami or another pshat that Esav had a schus of Eretz Yisrael, and Yaakov was in Chutz Laaretz. So by Yira, he was afraid because Esav was in Eretz Yisrael, had a schus of living in Eretz Yisrael all these years, while Yaakov was in Chutz Laaretz.
But he was committing Gilui Arayos
and okay. You're right.
But it's still a but.
You're right. Okay. Vayetzeloi. He was troubled. What troubled Yaakov? Meitzar Hoya says that that's the kind of valetizes. He was troubled. Al Shahoya Yorei Me Esav. That he was afraid of Esav.
He shouldn't have been afraid of Esav.
La'acha Sheftichai HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem promised him that he'd watch over him.
Yeah.
And Yaakov was afraid. When he felt afraid, Vayetzeloi, it distressed him, it troubled him that he was afraid.
Everything.
He was afraid. It bothered him that he was afraid. What happened to his bitachon? Hashem promised Yaakov, I'll watch over you, and he's afraid of Esav? How could he be afraid of Esav? B'chaim Valozhina goes a step further. Look at Pasuk Yud Aleph. He touches it beautifully. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yaakov says, "Kotainti mikol ha-chasodim mikol ha-emes. I am small. I'm not deserving of all the chasodim and all the emes and the truth that Hashem sisa es avdecha that Hashem did to your servant to me. Kivemakli avarti es hayadin hazeh. With my stick, I went through the yardin. Ve'ata ha-yisi v'shnei machanois. And now I'm two camps. Poshe pshat, Yaakov is saying that when I left Charon, when I left to travel to Charon, I didn't have anything. Eliphaz took away everything that Yaakov owned. All I had was my stick. When I crossed over to Yarden, I had one possession, my stick. And now, Baruch Hashem, I'm two machnois, I'm two kips. Rashi brings down the Medrash. Medrash HaGadol, Nosan Makloi B'Yarden, V'Nifka HaYarden. Yaakov put a stick in the Yarden, and the Yarden split. So the Yarden split twice. Once when the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, and beforehand, Yaakov, the Yarden split, to allow Yaakov to cross over the Yarden. Says the B'chaim V'Lozhinah, the same idea as the Das Kanan. Yaakov was saying to himself, look what happened to me all these years I was in Laban's house. Now I fell in my madrega bitachon. Katointi, I'm not deserving anymore of chasodim and emes, kivimakli. When I first left Yitzchak, when I first left and wandered away, I didn't have any worries. I trusted in Hashem. And therefore, when I came to the Yarden, I didn't know how to cross the Yarden.
Wow.
I had no worries. Bitachon, I put my stick, the Yarden, and the Yarden split. Kivimakli avatis yarden azeh. Put my stick in the Yarden, the Yarden split. But now look what happened. The atahoyisi u'shnei machnois. Now I'm afraid of Esav. I had to go ahead, divide up the family, the two machnois, take all kinds of precautions and all kinds of plans. What happened to my bitachon? Hashem promised to watch over me. The atahoyisi u'shnei machnois.
Wow.
The same idea. That somehow Yaakov was distressed and was bothered that he had to take all these measures to protect himself. Somebody in Yaakov's madrega. We're on a much lower level. But in Yaakov's Madrega, says Abchaim Malojano, it bothered him. Originally, he was Zaycha to Nisim, because he had Bitochen. He put the stick in the Yarden, it split. But now he said, I'm not Zaycha. Now I had to go ahead and take my own precautions, my own measures, and make two machanois. I'm not Zaycha for Nisim.
But when he was crossing the Yarden before, he didn't have a family. It was just him.
Good.
He has a responsibility to his family.
Fine, good. I am part of Matayr. But you're right, I am part of Matayr. You can touch it. Okay. You're right. He had to, what he had to do. When I saw, it still bothered him.
But when you have a Shem on your side, everything is good.
The famous story with the Brisker Rav. During the year 1948.
The war.
During the war.
Yes.
So the Brisker Rav lived, he was learning on the top floor. And the bombs were flying and the bullets were flying. And the family told the Brisker Rav, it's time to go down to the shelter, to go down to the basement. And the Brisker Rav says, there's no need to go. Hashem will watch over me here. I'm learning here. Hashem will watch over me here. And the family kept on persisting. And he saw how much it bothered them. So he decided, for their sake, to put them at ease, we go down to the shelter. He went down to the shelter. They come back up later on. In the exact spot where he was sitting, bullet had gone into the wall. And had he been sitting there, who knows what would have happened?
The chair.
Different versions to the story, exactly how dramatic it was. But
like the chair.
Had he been sitting there, who knows what would have happened? So the family said to the Brisker Rav, you see? It was a good thing you went down to the basement.
No.
Because if you would have stayed upstairs, look what would have happened.
Nah.
And the Brisker Rav answered, Fakat, you're looking at it the opposite way. Because I left this place, and because I went down to the basement, and it showed I didn't have my bitachon by staying here, that's why the bullet came right in this place.
Okay.
Had I stayed here with bitachon, Hashem would have watched over me and nothing would have happened. It's a madrego, but something we could learn from. Okay. Avada, we take our precautions. But we have to always, a person has to realize that the talking plays a role, whatever a person does. Next pasuk yudbeis. Hatzileini no miad ochi miad esav. Yaakov davens, Hashem, please save me from the hands of my brother, from the hands of Esav.
What do you mean, bro?
And Rashi says, what's the double lashon for my brother Esav?
Hashem knew.
Everyone knows Yaakov's brother is Esav. Yaakov could have said, Hashem, save me from my brother. There's no doubt he meant Esav. Save me from Esav. There's no doubt he meant my brother. Why does Yaakov spell it out explicitly? Miad ochi, miad Esav, my brother Esav.
Two faces.
Says Rashi, miad ochi, she'ein noig imay ke'ach. From the hands of my brother, who doesn't act towards me like a brother, Elo Ka'esav HaRosha, but he acts like Esav HaRosha. He's my brother, but Hashem, look how he's behaving. He's not acting to me like a brother, like Esav. We've spoken to Beis HaLevi many, many, many times, but the more we say it over, it's the greater the chizik it is. Hat says the Beis HaLevi, Miad Ochi, Miad Esav. Yaakov was afraid of the two aspects of Esav. Esav could be an enemy, like an Esav, or Esav can act like a friend, like a brother. Yaakov davened to Hashem, and he said, Hashem, protect me from my brother. If Esav wants to be my friend, I'm going to meet Esav. Well, I don't know what's going to happen when we meet. If Esav wants to be my brother, wants to be my friend, I'm not interested. I don't want to be together with Esav. Save me from my friend Esav. And if he wants to attack an Esav, he's coming to harm me, to kill me, save me from Esav. Right. Says the Beis HaLevi, what happened later on? Both happened. When he comes to meet Esav, so Yaakov comes, and Yaakov is afraid. And he makes the whole machne, they come, they bow down. And the pasuk tells us that Esav comes running in Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Dalid, Vayorotz Esav Akrosso, Esav runs towards Yaakov, Vayichapkeo, he hugs him, Vayipal Atzavar, he falls on his neck, Vayishakeo, and he kisses him, Vayifko, and they cried. And Rashi Zan Atuk shot him, but Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, Omer Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, Rashi, halachahi, biyadua, she'esav, son of Yaakov. So halacha, Esav hates Yaakov. Eloshenichmru rachamov, bois ashah. But at that time, his Rachmanis was warm, he felt Rachmanis, on a shokai v'chalibah, he kissed him with his whole heart. So Hashem saved him from Esav, from the enemy. But now Yaakov had the next Nisayin. Esav was his friend. And what does the Pasuk say afterwards? Esav tells him, Nisav and Elchol and Egdecha, let's travel together. Come, you have your family, your sheep. Come, travel together. Perik Laman Gimel Pasuk Yudbeis, Nisav and Elecha and Elchol and Egdecha. Let's travel together. Yaakov was afraid of that as well. So Yaakov davened, Hashem, save me from Esav being my brother. And his tefillah was accepted. It says in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Tezayin, Vayoshav Vayamahu Esav Udarkoi Seira. Esav returned, he went back to Seir, and he left Yaakov alone. So Yaakov was mispalel, Hashem should save him from the two aspects, from the friend and from the enemy, Esav. Says the Beis HaLevi, my say Ovo is a simin Rabbana. Whatever happened to the Ovo is a simin for the children, for us, for all future generations. And whenever Klal Yisrael goes into Golos, there are two types of Golos. There's the Golos where the Goyim are an Esav to us. They hate us, and they let us know about it, and they treat us with a sinner. And then there's the Golos where they treat us like a brother. Come, be like us, mingle with us, marry with us. Come, be part of us. We're all one big happy family. Yaakov was mispalel, Hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Whatever happens to Klal Yisrael later on, whatever golos they're in, whether it's in a golos of Ochi, that's not a good golos. It's a golos of Esav, where they hate us. Hashem, watch over Klal Yisrael. And save Klal Yisrael from Ochi or Esav, whatever golos we're in. Okay? So, each golos has its dangers. Each golos has its, I use milus and chesroinus. Hard to say what's better, what's not better. Every person, every generation has their own isyainus. We have our challenges. We're in a golos where it's miadochi, come, let's all be friends. And the pitfalls are tremendous. And we have to be very careful. Hatzileni no miadochi. Yaakov goes back for the pachim katanim, the pasuk tells us. In Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk chofei, vayivoser Yaakov avada. Yaakov's left by himself. Vayiyobek ish imoy adalos hashachar. And Ish comes and wrestles with him and fights with Yaakov until Alois HaShachar. Vayar ki lo yocholoi. He sees that he can't win over Yaakov. Vayiga bechaf yirech, touches him by the thigh. And he touches Yaakov. And vateka kaf yerech Yaakov. And the Gid HaNosher, Yerech slips out of place. And Yaakov, and he said, and the Malach says, send me. And Yaakov says, habrocha. And so on.
What is Rashi saying on that?
Which pasuk?
Where he grabbed him by the.
Rashi explains the word by Yovik means. The me, what
cowards,
it means.
No?
Kulis. Kulis Ayorich. Yeah,
right.
Okay. Kulis Ayorich. I can mention your name and say thank you for buying water food for the sim. Thank you for actually Kulis for buying water food for the sim.
Here.
You got your name on now. You good? Okay. If anybody wants their name, we can. Okay.
Rambam says,
so the Zoya Kodesh, it's well known, the Zoya says on these words, Ego Tamchen Di Reisa. That Esav, the Sashal Esav, touched the supporters of Torah. The Kaf Yerecha, just that the Yerech supports the foot, supports the leg, holds up a person, it's a remez to those that support Torah. Those that support Torah are the ones that hold up Torah. And the Chavetz Chaim explains that the Sashal Esav came to fight with Yaakov. Why are the brachas yours? Brachas should be mine. I have shaykhis to the brachas. Why should the brachas belong to you? Yaakov answered back, because my children will be makabel the Torah later by Hasinai. And since my descendants will be makabel the Torah, the brachas are rightfully mine. Vayar kilo yacholoi. Esav saw he had no answer. The Sashal Esav couldn't have any, there was no answer. There was no answer to that. So what did he do? The Sashal Esav tainid, wait a minute. There'll come a time, later on, towards the end, there'll come a time where you'll become weak in your Torah learning, and there won't be supporters of Torah, and the learning of Torah will become weak. Like the pasuk says, "Vayyavek yishimoy ad alois ha'shachar." Alois ha'shachar is a remez to the time right before the dawn, right before it becomes light, before Mashiach comes, until alois ha'shachar. At that point, Esav, the sarshal Esav, tainati Yaakov, the learning of Torah will become weak. There won't be many supporters of Torah, and at that point, the sarshal Esav was able to grab hold of Yaakov and wound him in the Gir Hanoshim. A remez to what will happen before Mashiach comes. Chofetz Chaim yields on and he says, the Sashal Esav is the Satan, the Samach Mem. Why did he fight Dafka with Yaakov? With Avram, Yitzchok. His Yitzchok, Avram was Chesed, Yitzchok was Gevura, Yaakov is Taira. Yaakov is Tom, Yeshivahom, Yaakov is Taira. Taira, the Sashal Esav, what can't he stand? What weakens him? What gives Kai Israel its Kayach? Kayach of Taira. Kayach Yaakov, Ayidai Midei Esav. When he saw the Torah, that's when he came to fight. To fight with Yaakov, and he wasn't able to win over Yaakov. When he saw Lassid later on generations, the Torah become weak. That's when he had his kayach, and he was able to go ahead and to cause Yaakov injury in the Gid Hanoshim.
What that he gave him?
Gemara, he gave him a bracha. Yeah. He gave him a bracha. The Chofetz Chaim eats on. He says the Gemara Chagiga Daftalad. The Gemara tells us a zehu shaita. Who is a shaita? Hama'abed mashin noisnimoy. One who destroys what's given to him. We give him something, instead of using it, he destroys it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Hashem gives everybody money, parnasa, gold, silver, what a person needs. The person uses the money wisely, he buys a treasure with it. He uses the money, the Torah, uses the money for mitzvahs, uses the money for tzedakah, for chesed, he bought treasures that last forever. But a person takes the money that Hashem gave him, and he uses it for his own tithes, for himself, for his own reasons, his own desires. He's throwing it away. He takes the gold and he turns it into garbage. He's throwing it away. He's ma'abed mashin noisnimoy. He's destroying what's given to him. Ezel shaita. Such a person is called a shaita. Okay? We live in a time, Baruch Hashem, we have to know how to use what we have. And there's an inyan of being mechazik, helping others learn Torah. It's a tremendous schus for a person if he himself learns and he helps others learn as well. Vayivoser Yaakov levada veyovek ishimoy. Back to pasuk chafhei, Yaakov was left by himself. Vayovek ishimoy, and a man came and fought with and wrestled with Yaakov. But I know we said over the story, but there's another twist that I saw. Back of Galinsky brings down the following story. There was once a rich man, and he traveled to Sanz, came to Sanz, to the Rebbe for a bracha. His parnasa needed a bracha, a business deal. His parnasa, he went to the Rebbe. Comes into the Rebbe asks him, where are you from? What city do you come from? I come from Lemberg. So the Rebbe says, Lemberg? Tell me, there's a Malamed in town. There's a Malamed who teaches the children in town. Does he have enough money to make a chasana to marry off his daughter? Does he have enough money? Does he have the money that he needs? Wow. So the Gevir says, what are you asking me? I don't know. So the Rebbe says, you know Rebbe Zelig, the Malamed. No, don't you know Rebbe Zelig? Do you know if the problem was taken care of? If everything is taken care of? And he has the money that he needs? The Gevir says, how should I know? What do you want from me? I have no idea what's doing by the Malamed. The Rebbe says, you have no idea? I don't understand. I live here in Sanz, and I know what's happening in Lemberg, and you live in Lemberg, and you don't even know what's happening there. How could it be? So the Gevir says to the Rebbe, what do you want from me? I am busy a whole day with Parnasa. I have a few minutes at night, I chap around, I go learn a little bit at night. I don't mix into other people's business. I'm not a yenta. I don't know what's going on by everybody. So what do you want from me? The Rebbe says, oh, you learn. You learn a few minutes at night. So the Gevir thinks the Rebbe is already being meshabeach him. He says, I learn. He says, good. Let me ask you a kasha. It says in Parshas Vayishlach, Vayyovik ish imoy ad alois hashacha. and Amin fought, wrestled with Yaakov Torah Lois Hashach. Who was the Ish? Sarsha Leisov. We know in next week's parasha what happened. Yaakov sends Yosef to Shechem, and the pasuk tells us in Parshas Vayeshev, in Perek Lamed Zayin, pasuk Tezvav, Vayimseu Ish, a man finds Yosef, Vinisaya Basadi is wandering in the field, Vayishalehu Ish, Leimar Matavakish. And the man asks Yosef, what do you need? What are you looking for? Who's Ish? Rashi tells us, Ish, Ze Gavriel, is the Malach Gavriel. Shenema Gatzez, Vah Ish Gavriel. So the Rebbe said to this Gavir, tell me, how do we know which Ish is who? How do you know in Pashas Vayishrach, when the Malach was fighting with Yaakov, that it was the Sarsha Yosef? And how do you know, when the Malach stopped to ask Yosef, what he's looking for, that Ish was Gavriel? And the Gavir said, I don't know. The Rebbe said, Poshe Pshat, I'll tell you. In Parshas Vayeshev, when there was a man, and he saw a Yid that was lost, he saw Yosef wandering around,
to help him.
Stopped on his own, he intervened, and he said, yeah, Yid, do you need help?
Yeah.
Do you need help? What can I do for you? What are you looking for? What do you need? That's a Malach. That man, that's a holy man. That's Gavriel. But in Parshas Vayishrach, what happened? They fight. Until Elois Hashach. What happens? Yaakov says to him, I'm sorry, he said, the Sarsha Leisav, the Ish says to Yaakov, send me away, ki ola Hashachar. Yaakov says, 1 minute, I want a bracha. Ki im berachtoni, I'm not sending you away to give me a bracha. So he says, I can't give you a bracha, I have to go. Rashi tells us, ki ola Hashachar, the tzorach ani loy mashira bayoyim, I have to say shira. Oh, a yid asks for a toiva, somebody asks you for a bracha. And your answer is, I have to go say Shira. I have to go take care of my Olam Haba. I have to go take care of my Ruchnius, and I can't do you a favor. Oh, no. That's not a holy Malach. That's not a Gavriel. That's a Malach of Chavor. That's a Malach, the Star Shel Esav. When he said, you're busy with your own Olam Haba, your own Ruchnius, and you have no time to find out, to help another Yid, that's a simin that it's a Star Shel Esav. But a Gavriel is somebody who sees a Yid that needs help and helps him out.
Who says this?
Yaakov Galinsky tells over the story. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says over, we're doing to a Malach on Yom Kippur. A person comes to shul, he wears the kittel, we're not wearing shoes, we're fasting, standing, doing to Malach. What kind of a Malach are we similar to? Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, somebody who walks into shul, and he pushes his way to a seat, he knocks somebody over, and he steps on someone's toes on his way to a seat, and he comes there, and he davens, and disturbs everybody around him. He's a malach, but not a malach of Kedusha, he's a malach of Chavola. Mm-hmm. Even though a person could be dressed, and a person could be a Yom Kippur, but a person has to know, ben odom achaveroi, a person can't push away somebody at his expense for his ruchnius. Rabbi Shlosson will say over, the yenis gashmius is your ruchnius. Helping somebody else in gashmius is your ruchnius, is your mitzvah. You help somebody out, it's a mitzvah for you. Don't get carried away. Truth is, we're all guilty of it to an extent. We rush. Sometimes we rush into a mitzvah and we ignore a chesed that comes our ways. You have to know when you can, when you can't. But to push away and only be concerned about yourself and not concerned about somebody else's gashmius is a sasha leisa. But a yid that stops to help is the malach of Gabriel. I happen to have seen today a Moir de Gavard from Chatzko Levinstein, the Mashkiach, and Ponovich Zatzal. We find that when Yaakov finally meets Esav, the pasuk tells us. I'm sorry. It says that Yaakov comes to meet Esav. Lamed Beis Chof Gimel. Pasuk Lamed Beis. Pasuk Chof Gimel. It says that Yaakov came as Achad Osi Yerodov. He came with 11 children. Pasuk Lamed Beis. Pasuk Chof Gimel. VaYokom Baraygohu. Vayikach es shtei noshov, es shtei shivchoisov. He took his two wives, the two shivchois. There's achad osi yorov, 11 children, and he crosses over Mava Yavik. And Rashi tells us 11. The dina heichan hoisa. When was dina? It's true. Binyamin wasn't born yet. So Yaakov had 11 sons, but he had one daughter. So how could the pasuk say Yaakov took his wives and 11 children? It's his wives and 12 children. Why isn't Dina mentioned?
Girls don't count.
Rashi tells us, Nesano Beteva. He put her in a box. Veno Befanen, he locked her inside. Shalitin Ba Esav Enov. So Esav shouldn't set his eyes upon her. And Rashi continues, Lakach Nenash Yaakov. And therefore Yaakov was punished. Shemanoa me'achiv, but he held back Dina from his brother Esav. Shema tachzirenu lamutov. Maybe had Dina married Esav, she would have brought him back to tshuva. The nafla, and as a punishment, she fell b'yad Shechem in the hands of Shechem.
And David was set on Achav with Jezebel, with the idea
okay,
that.
Okay. The Gemara says that the Isha has the effect on the Ish. So they get married to Rasha will turn him into a tzaddik, and the other way around will turn the person into a Rasha. Says Reb Chatzko Zatzal, make a cheshbon. How old was Esav at this time? How old do you think Esav was at this time? How old was Esav? No, nobody wants to guess.
75.
Same age as Yaakov.
It's young. Same age as Yaakov. So how old was Yaakov?
In the hundreds.
Close to 100.
Yeah.
He was 84 years old when he asked for Rachel in last week's parasha.
That's right.
Another 14 years by Lavan.
Right.
Right. Rashi was 84 in last week's parasha.
Pay
Dalit.
So what?
He was 84.
Yeah.
14 more years by Lavan.
Yeah.
So he's 98.
Okay.
He's on the way home. So he's between 98, 99, 100.
And Rachel, yeah. He just had a baby, okay. Binyamin.
And 1 second, patience. He's close to 100 years. He's close to 100 years old, and Yaakov's punished for not letting Esav set his eyes on Dina, because maybe Dina could have borne back to tshuva. Even a person at 100 years old, no matter how old a person is, there's always hope for a person to do tshuva. Esav was a rasha for 98 years plus. And the Torah tells us whatever he did, and the Midrashim fill in the Averis that Esav did. Yeah, Yaakov was punished because a possibility existed that Esav could have done tshuva, and Yaakov held back that opportunity from Esav. No matter how old a person is, a person could always do tshuva. But there's a flip side as well. The Gemara tells us, Yoichanan Kohen Gadol. It's Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and then he became a tzaduki. He lost it all at the end. A person could be 80 years old, 100 years old, and he could go the other way as well. Don't trust yourself until the day of Misa. A person doesn't know. But no matter what a person had done, there's always hope that a person can do tshuva, no matter how old a person is. So even at this stage, Yaakov was punished for not giving Esav the opportunity to do tshuva. So, again, a person gets older, and we feel we're set in our ways, and I can't change. If I would have been younger, I would have done so much more. The truth is, it's the Yetzer Hara, because no matter how old a person is, a person could always do tshuva. Okay, so with that, we'll finish off. So, Shkechli, we have Zaycha to make a Sam tonight, and Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. We should be able to continue learning for Shulaima, and then Shabbos Abba, and Shabbos Abba, and Aliyah, and